Welcome, I'm Alan Seal from the Center for Transformational Presence. And if you're new to Zoom, that's hard to imagine these days when it seems like, at least I feel like I'm living in Zoom much more than I'm living in my house right now. But in the lower left corner of your screen, you can turn your camera on or off with the video switch. I think probably everyone is on mute. Kim is kind of minding that for us right now just to keep a quiet space. You have those buttons. In the upper right corner, you can choose gallery view to see everyone or at least 25 people on a screen. You can scroll through to see others. We're at almost 95 people on the call now. You can choose speaker view to see only the person who's speaking. So it's really wonderful to have you here with us today. Thank you for coming. And as a start to just settle into a quiet place, as we usually do on these calls, the fundamental practice of transformational presence, we call it breathing into the moment or becoming mindful. So feel your body in the chair. And be aware of the clothes on your skin. And the air as it comes in and goes out, feeling your breath. And take that breath all the way into the bottom of your body. Even perhaps feeling like you're breathing into the chair. Pay attention to the sounds around you. It might be very quiet where you are, or maybe there are some sounds around. Tune into those sounds. Notice the close-up sounds and the faraway sounds. How many layers of sound can you hear? And as you come to this quieter place inside, check in with yourself. How are you doing? We're now coming into, depending on where you are in the world, week 4, week 5, week 6 of being in the United States, we call it sheltering at home or in a lockdown in other parts of the country. Other parts of the world. So how are you doing? Be gentle with yourself and compassionate and honest. And just to get a sense of where we are as a global community of people from all around the world on this call. Just write in the chat one word, two words that capture how are you doing right now. We can kind of take the temperature of the group. Kim, if you can just share with us what comes in.
All is well, inspired, sad, peaceful, serene. Anxiety, hopeful, overwhelmed, confused, silent, grateful.
Yeah, moments of good and bad, I see, managing pain. Yeah. So it's kind of all over the map. and this is what I am experiencing. Optimistic, someone says as well. It's what I'm experiencing in talking to so many people all over the world in the last couple of weeks, and especially in this last week. For some, there's been a shift. For some, it's a shift of an even deeper sense of quiet and peace, and finding a connection to something in themselves that maybe they've been longing for. And for others, it's getting harder. It's getting harder to be in this place, living in this uncertainty. I don't know that there's ever been a time in the world where the whole world has been in such a place of uncertainty at the same time. Uncertainty about what is happening, how long will this go on, what will the world look like on the other side. And I say all this simply to be in the space of, we just hold each other. We just hold each other and be here together in this space. I was listening to a talk on Sunday of David White, the poet David White, and he's such an important teacher for me these days. And he was talking about the energy that it takes to collect ourselves. And I love that, even just that term, collect ourselves, it's kind of an old-fashioned term in the English language. When you might hear someone say, so give me a moment to collect myself. And I feel like that every day, coming out of the night, I feel like I have to collect myself again. And it takes more energy sometimes to do that, more energy than usual, when we're living in such uncertainty. It's really important to acknowledge that for ourselves and be okay. Let that be okay. There's not something wrong with us. Maybe there's something even very right with us, because we're kind of tuned in. We're just aware. And the collective consciousness, whatever's happening, no matter how aware we might be, a collective consciousness is also all around us. And for me, there's this different, I feel like I'm kind of living in two different realities at time. There's the day, and then there's the night. And during the day, I can stay pretty focused and clear and coming to deeper and deeper places inside of myself. And there's been some creative time and connecting to many of you around the world. And then the night comes and you go to sleep and the subconscious world kicks in. And it's as if for me, like the gates of the collective consciousness open. And it gets, sometimes I feel kind of invaded by that collective consciousness. As the morning comes and I come back into the day, it takes a little more energy to collect myself. And I just bring that to your attention for gentleness and compassion, for collecting yourself for each day. And to know that, as I hear a lot of people talk about maybe having difficulty sleeping, more difficulty sleeping, or that there's something kind of exhausting about all of this. And certainly for families with children, I have enormous admiration and respect for those of you who are perhaps still doing your job and you're there with your children all day and you're educators and teachers now and you are entertainers and all those things. And even if you are just two together, it's the taking care of each other and holding that space for each other. And if you are just one in your space, then there is that energy of holding that space for yourself, holding that space for yourself in these days. And so collecting yourself. We've worked a little bit with this idea of fear to love, to vision, to action. And what does that mean in this time when everything seems to be on hold, except it's not, except it is, except it's not, except it is. Life has to go on, except it kind of doesn't. And the uncertainty of that and the discomfort of that at times. And when I was on a call with some of our team here at the Center for Transformational Presence the other day, and I heard myself say, it's a time of navigating and creating. which feels like it fits so much with that fear to love to vision to action, all of which may be present at any one time, that we're navigating, we're finding our way through what is. And then we are, from there, creating our path forward from this moment and then planting the seeds for the path forward, in a post-pandemic world. It's all here. All of it is right here at the same time. And that can be simple and clarifying, and it can be overwhelming. It can be all of that. And again, being gentle with ourselves. We're navigating and creating our way forward. We're navigating and creating our way forward. We're navigating, finding our way through where we are. And we're co-creating our way forward by how we navigate and how we choose to be with what is right here, right now. The other night, I woke up in the middle of the night in some fear and with this question, what is real? I was having this awareness, you know, that all the things that we kind of assume are real, like social structures and countries and companies and businesses and the life that we live, we treat that as if that's something real. And then starting to realize when it all starts to collapse in one kind of way in just 2 or 3 weeks. So is it real or is it a construct? No judgment about any of that. But where that took me was to the question of, so what's real for me? What's real for me? And going even deeper than without in that, into that space of, so what can I count on? What can I trust inside of me when everything around me is changing? The constructs of life are shifting. For me, what I came to was that what is real, what I can trust, is love. And the love that I feel for my partner, the love that I feel for my family, the love that I feel for this Transformational Presence community and for close friends. But it's the love, it's the feeling that I realize that's real to me. That's real, that love. And for you, what will that be? Let's explore a little bit more there to find what is real inside of you that you know you can count on, you can lean into no matter what. Feel your body in the chair again. The breath coming in and going out. Breathing into the bottom of your body, into the chair, as a way of helping you breathe deep into the heart of your being. Breathing deep into the heart of your being. And as you breathe into the center of you, how do you answer that question? What is real for me right now? What is real? And whatever that is that's real, keep breathing into that. And what is it inside of you that you can lean into, that you can trust? It's always there, no matter what. Some things are coming in the chat already, and that's okay. And it's fine if you also just want to be in the quiet for a moment. We'll come to the chat. Give yourself this space to touch deep inside of you what is real deep inside of you. And what can you lean on? You know will be there, no matter what. Whatever this is that's real and that you know you can lean on, it's that same place that brings meaning to your life, that you find meaning, because you're tapping in to that. And maybe it connects for you to soul mission, your purpose, why you're here. Some things are coming into the chat. Kim, share with us what's coming in here.
Universal connection, truth and trust, no judgment, enormous space, and stick to my path. Peace, stillness, free spirit, my deeper self, a sense of aliveness. Alignment with the universe, inner power of intuition, being alive, a soul connection, a well of resilience.
Mm. And more keeps coming here. And I just want to make space also for what, if you happen to tap into something that feels like, ooh, it's fear right now, or an anxiety that's there right now, it's okay, because that may be in there too. Can't lean on that so easily, but it's there. And it might be very real for you in the moment. It's okay, just take another breath and drop underneath. And another breath and drop underneath. Because these times are about bringing us to the core of who we are, really, in connection with all there is, in connection with all that is. So staying connected to that place, that thing that's real for you, that place deep inside that you know you can lean on. And as you lean into that place, breathe into there, feel that come alive even more for you. Perhaps it becomes a light inside of you, or a warmth, or just tap into however you experience that as a feeling or as a sense deep within yourself. What you know you can trust inside of you. Take another breath deep into that. And we continue to explore here using an adaptation of the Buddhist loving kindness meditation. So let's expand that. Bring into your awareness an intimate friend or partner, someone very close to you. And hold them in that place deep inside of them where they know what is real for them, where they can touch that truth inside, where they can trust, where they know they can lean in. Hold them in their greatness to touch that place deep inside and meet them as you are together in this essence place. Breathing into that which you know will carry you deep inside. And then we expand a little bit further to include maybe it's a family member or a close friend, someone else in your closer circle of people, but maybe not an intimate partner. And hold them in their light. Even if they can't, you can. Hold them in that place deep inside of themselves that they can trust, that is there and will carry them. And meet them from that place. Even when they're having a hard time tapping into this, don't meet them in their hard time, in their struggle. Meet them in their strength. Hold them in their strength. And let the circle expand a little wider to someone perhaps with whom you have a conflict or there's some tension. And step beyond the tension and hold them in that place deep within themselves that they know they can trust, that light that is their center. Hold them in their greatness, hold them in their strength. Hold them in that trust that there is something inside of themselves that they can lean on and that will carry them. Stepping beyond the conflict, but just be together, soul to soul. And just notice there might be something that shifts in your perspective or understanding, awareness around the conflict. And we expand the circle further out to include someone that you see maybe every few days, someone who's on the periphery of your life, but you may not even know their name, a neighbor who lives down the street or a clerk in that rare store that you might be able to shop, that you might be able to go into these days. Or it's the mail carrier. Perhaps it's someone that you're missing seeing on the street. Don't know their name, but I always see them. We nod, we smile, we greet one another. Don't know their name. Bring that person in, hold them in their greatness. Hold them in that place deep inside of themselves that they know they can lean into. That will carry them. Hold them in their light. And stretch further out as the circle goes way out into the world. To include the leaders of the world. And step beyond your political preferences or opinions. Step into that place of there's a heart and soul inside that leader. Whether it's a leader you really have huge respect for or someone you're having a hard time with. Hold them in their greatness. Hold them in a place that knowing that there is somewhere that is true and authentic and real inside of them that they can lean on. True, authentic, real. And when we're talking about the leaders, you know, it's all the way from the leader of a community or a small company, or a family, all the way to the leaders, the global leaders. At every level, hold our leaders. That might be some of you. Hold yourself in that deep trust, in that place inside that will carry us. And expand even further to all of creation. All of creation. There are some parts of the creation, the natural world, that is coming to life and thriving right now. It has breathing space in a way because we've gotten out of the way. Breathe into that freedom, that life force. And know that that life force in the natural world, we are also a part of that natural world when we let ourselves tap into that. And just as that natural world is coming to life, we can also come to life. In this enormous space of holding the whole world, in that space of there's something that will carry us, there's something deep inside of us as a collective that will also carry us. What is it in the human spirit and in the whole world spirit that we can lean into and call forth to carry us? Within this incredibly expanded awareness, then come back to yourself, keeping that huge global awareness, and to you, and that place inside of you. Maybe something has shifted around that. Maybe it's the same. Maybe it's gotten stronger. Maybe it's just whatever it is. Tapping into that place inside of you that you know you can lean on, that will carry you no matter what. Because that's connected to the world soul. That's connected to something that will carry all of us, that we can lean into. And so here we are with each other. With each other. As we keep the silence, if your camera's off, I invite you to turn it back on if you would like, just so that we can hold silence for a moment or two and hold each other. Scrolling through the screen so that you can see these beautiful faces. People from all over the world that are a part of the human family. Hold one another in this time. And you may see faces that you recognize if you're a part of the Transformational Presence community. And you'll see faces that you've never seen before. But they're all part of this human family. We hold one another. We hold one another. We hold one another. It's from this place that we navigate what is. And it's from this place that we co-create our present and our future in a post-pandemic world. Leaning into what's real. Leaning into that which we know we can trust deep inside of ourselves. Deep inside of the human spirit. That's what's real. Fear to love to vision to action. We're all somewhere in there at different times, different moments, different spaces. They're all part of this pathway that will carry us forward. So let's come back to the chat and share with us what's an insight, what's an awareness, what comes for you. Kim will read to us what comes in.
Joy, foundation, explosion of joy, expanded awareness, connection, tears of joy, hope, emotion, support, love, courage, calm, trust, possibility, backbone, awareness, openness, support and calm, oneness.
There was one that came through so quickly, Kim, but feels so important here around we can trust our adaptability. We can trust that if we lean into that which will carry us, and trust that if we can lean into what is real, someone says grace is what's here. When we can lean into that, we find our ability to be flexible, to shift in a new direction in the moment, because that's what's called for. To hold one another suddenly in a way that we've never had to hold one another before. We find our ability to be present with whatever's happening, and even more importantly, to be present with each other. Simply to witness. On a coaching call earlier today, my client was struggling with a pretty big issue, and she came to the realization that there's nothing to fix. There is nothing to fix. So, yes, there are some immediate things going on with our circumstances in the world right now. There are people to be fed and people who don't have money to pay their rent, and there's some immediate need things to be taken care of. Yet in the bigger picture, there's nothing to fix. And there is everything about listening, sensing, feeling, what we talk about in transformational presence all the time. Listening, sensing, feeling into what is being asked for. What wants to happen in service of something more than us to carry us forward. Whatever that is, just say yes. Say yes to your part for that. Nothing to fix. Everything about listening, sensing, feeling, and taking the next step in creating the world that is waiting for us. This is our last call in this Global Calls series, a Global Connection series of these 45-minute calls. However, the response has been so overwhelming to these calls and people speaking about them as a lifeline or just a connection or place to anchor once a week. So I'll continue on Mondays with just a 20-minute just. Maybe it's more than just. With a 20-minute meditation. It'll be 10 o'clock in the mornings on the East Coast of the United States. And so you can calculate the time, 10 o'clock New York time, for where you are in your part of the world. On this same link, join us here, just 20 minutes, to center, to connect, to hold each other, to perhaps be inspired or to receive some comfort and solace, whatever it is that you're needing to start your week. We'll continue that for the next few weeks and continue to be together in that way. Thank you so much for joining us here. And turn on your camera and on your mic if you'd like to just say goodbye for everybody. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Love to you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye.